One cold Wisconsin morning, I found myself leaning back against the closet door in my bedroom. The trailing end of a thick leather belt was affixed to the upper door frame, where I'd sunk it in with a 3-inch deck screw. I just drilled it right up in there, deep into the wood. No way it was coming down. The rest of the belt draped down the front of the door, where I'd looped it back onto itself through the buckle. The loop was around my neck. Simple, highly efficient. Since there was no way that my multiple sclerosis was going to let me get back up, all I had to do was sit down. That's all the effort it was going to take. Just sit. I'd left a note for my wife on the kitchen counter, thanking her, telling her how much I loved her, reassuring her this was not her fault, making sure to finish it off in plain English with, "Do not open the bedroom door." I spent my last few minutes on the living room couch with my dog in my lap, petting her, kissing the top of her head while her tail wagged, completely oblivious. I'll never forget the confused look on her face as I gently nudged her back out of the bedroom and pulled shut the door. I now faced a decision, the last choice I would ever make. I prepared myself. I shut my eyes and I crossed my arms over my chest and I took a deep breath. Right then, a single thought shot through my mind. What if this is it? Life is short. You can't stop it moving. It begins at A and it ends at Z. That's it. When you're fully ready to accept that, something incredible happens. The entire narrative shifts. You stop viewing life as a series of heavy obligations and you start embracing it as a truly once-in-a-lifetime adventure. Most of the control we believe we have over our lives is an absolute illusion. It's a myth manufactured by our deeply embedded self-talk. We desperately convince ourselves that we are in control of our relationships, our jobs, our employees, our friendships, how other people feel about us, our financial success, our failures, the way our children turn out, even our own health. Well, I got news for you. There are only three things under our direct control. That's our actions, our choices, and our emotional responses. True bravery is choosing to never allow fear to make your decisions for you. It is understanding that almost all of our psychological fears are completely irrational, imaginary responses brought on by our lizard brains trying to protect us from things that cannot actually kill us. When you gain absolute control over your emotional responses, you strip fear of its authority. You look the challenge right in the eye, you calculate the risks, and you face the situation calmly. When you are no longer consumed by your own unexamined self-talk, and when you are no longer a hostage to your own automated anger or fear, you suddenly have an immense amount of bandwidth left over for other people. You gain the ability to navigate your relationships, your teams, and your communities with deep empathy, active compassion, and genuine patience. You look at the struggling employee, the frustrated spouse, or the difficult child, and instead of reacting to their behavior, you recognize that their lizard brain is likely screaming at them too. You choose to show up for them as a grounding force. You choose to live for others first because you realize that the ultimate purpose of human awareness is to lift the people around us up out of the dark.